one of the many things that makes Idaho great is the access to the backcountry, whether it's hunting, snowmobiling, hiking, backcountry skiing. A lot of people take advantage of these adventures that can sometimes take you hours away from help if you need it. That's why St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center has brought the national Stop the Bleed campaign, as well as its classes, to the Gem State. This series of classes teaches and empowers the general public to make a difference in a life-threatening emergency. Here today to talk more about this, as well as the trauma level that we have here in our area, are Dr. Bill Morgan, Medical Director of Trauma Services and Co-Director of the Intensive Care Unit at St. Alphonsus, and Jana Perry, an RN, who is the Trauma and Emergency Director for St. Alphonsus. Welcome.
Welcome.
Jana, I'd like to start with you. Talk to me about why you decided to bring the Stop the Bleed campaign, but also, you know, what it is, basically.
So Stop the Bleed is actually from, was a joint commission or committee that came together to look at how to prevent some of these deaths that have occurred from the mass shootings backcountry. So it brought together the military, the American College of Surgeons, the federal government, EMS, law enforcement, everybody that was involved in these incidents, and looked at how do we prevent these deaths. It often takes only 5 minutes for someone to bleed out from serious wounds, and it was taking up to 10 minutes for EMS to get to these patients. So they developed what's called the Hartford Consensus, and from the Hartford Consensus came the Stop the Bleed course, which, similar to CPR, it brings simple techniques that allows the true first responders, which are civilians that don't often have any medical training, to prevent these deaths.
And Dr. Morgan, how important is something like that? Because no matter how quickly EMTs could get onto the scene, I had no idea until I did some research that we're talking 5 minutes that someone could basically bleed out and die.
But obviously, it depends on the injury, but 5 minutes is a pretty good estimate for someone who has a major arterial injury.
Mm-hmm.
The actual data from the Hartford Consensus came out. They looked and found that there were probably about 60% of the patients who died in those mass shootings, most of which were schools, that could have been saved had there been someone there immediately to actually stop the bleeding. Extremity injuries particularly are very amenable to this kind of treatment.
So Jana, what happens then is anyone can take this class, correct? And what do they learn?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's actually geared towards people that have no medical training whatsoever. It takes about an hour. And what they learn is simple techniques of direct pressure, wound packing, and the use of a tourniquet, as well as how to identify serious bleeding from more minor bleeding and what to do in those situations. So it takes about an hour, as I mentioned earlier. It's very simple. It's interactive. It's a really simple course, similar to CPR. I really want to, it's something that people don't have to have a lot of knowledge, and hopefully you never have to use these techniques. But it helps you when you are faced with these tragic incidences.
And it's good, I think, to clarify that if you put it out there, it's like CPR. Numerous people,
right.
A lot of us have taken CPR courses.
Right.
And so if it's something like that, I mean, you're talking about preventable deaths if people know what to do in that situation.
Exactly. It just gives you some simple techniques on what to do if you're faced with this kind of incident. And it could happen, as you mentioned earlier, it could happen in a school, but it could happen when you're riding your motorcycle, riding your bicycle, cutting down limbs in your backyard, mm-hmm. in your kitchen, anywhere. And so it just helps you recognize and treat these preventable injuries.
I'm speaking with Dr. Bill Morgan, Medical Director of Trauma Services and Co-Director of the Intensive Care Unit at St. Alphonsus, and Jana Perry, an RN, who is the Trauma and Emergency Director for St. Alphonsus. Dr. Morgan, I want you to explain exactly what trauma care center levels mean. We hear about level one, level two, level three, level four. It's incredibly confusing.
It is confusing in one respect, but in other respects, I guess if you deal with it all the time, it's not so
well. Confusing. Someone like you, it's not.
The levels came out of when guys came back from Vietnam in the 60s. They realized that they could provide better care at some of the field hospitals in Vietnam than the patients were getting in the United States that were traumatized on the streets. So what they brought back with them is different skills that folks who hadn't been seeing this kind of trauma all the time were not used to seeing.
Mm.
So they started some of the major trauma centers. The first one was in Chicago. And sort of branched out from there. San Francisco, Los Angeles, all of them now had major trauma centers. Well, the American College of Surgeons began to look at it, and they said, how can we make sure that there's a standardization across the board of what a trauma center is and what they can offer the public? So with that, they came up with the different levels, and they've sort of morphed over the years. But basically, a level one trauma center is a university hospital that has residents, medical students, and research, and takes care of the sick to the sick.
And that is the highest level.
That's the highest level, according to the American College of Surgeons. And we're all verified by the American College of Surgeons. A level two trauma center can do everything a level one trauma center can do, with the exception of they don't have residents, they don't do research, and they may do some research, but they're not the academic center. Mm. So it's more the guys who are taking care of you are actually taking care of you. You don't have six residents taking care of you like you would at a level one trauma center. A level three trauma center is a trauma center that has a good emergency room staff, may have a couple of surgeons, might have an orthopedic surgeon, occasionally might have a neurosurgeon, and they can manage some lower level traumas, but a lot of times they may take someone to the operating room and take a spleen out or something like that. But beyond that point, they will then transfer it to a higher level of care. In the state of Idaho, we have two more levels. There's a level four trauma center, which is basically an emergency room where the folks have been trained for advanced trauma life support. They've put together what we call process improvement patient safety committees mm-hmm. that look at every single patient that comes in that's a trauma. How did we do? Can we do it better? Is there something we can improve? So we've asked a whole cadre of things from them. And right now, I also chair the trauma system for the state. And right now, we have a little over a third of the hospitals in the state that are designated as some level of trauma center.
And St. Alphonsus is a level two, correct?
We're a level two. That is correct.
How important is it that we have a level two trauma center here in our state?
It is 350 miles from here to the University of Utah. It is 350 miles from here to OHSU in Portland or to Legacy Emanuel in Portland. We are the only game for 700 miles around. If you look at a map of trauma centers in the United States, there's this big open space with a red dot in the center, and that's us. So it's important for us that we're able to take care of all these things because, you know, five-hour ground transport in one direction or, you know, an hour and a half air transport in one direction is not conducive to a patient who's trying to die on you. So what we've done is we've made sure we have a cadre of specifically trained orthopedic surgeons who do ortho trauma. They fix complex pelvic injuries and things like that. We have a bunch of neurosurgeons who are really, you know, they're great guys and they want to do the right thing and they're here and they're available. We will have seven trauma surgeons who are fellowship trained in trauma and critical care. And the whole purpose of that is that we send nothing out of here other than burns. We don't do any major burns here mm-hmm. in town. But other than that, we take care of everything here.
And that used to not be the case even 10 years ago.
That is correct. I came here 11 years ago, and we shipped quite a few things out of here early on. But as we've built the trauma program and we've built the center and we've gotten the specialists in place and the hospital has just, you know, backed it to the hilt, it's a different ballgame than it was 10 or 11 years ago.
But then if we get back to the Stop the Bleed campaign and the classes, even though we have this level two trauma center,
right.
We're talking sometimes minutes, though, correct, Dr. Morgan?
That's correct.
So when you put these two things together, mm-hmm. we're talking potentially preventable deaths.
Exactly. And there actually was a legislature that was put through the U.S. Congress 3 days ago. And it's called Zero Deaths. And what they're looking to do is incorporate the military that's been trained in Iraq and Afghanistan who are coming back to the United States to see if we can beef up our trauma resources around mm-hmm. the United States to have zero preventable deaths.
That's a fascinating thing because you don't sometimes think about what these doctors in these war zones see mm-hmm. and do.
Right.
Versus in, you know, a medical center.
Right. Much of what we do today is a direct result of what they've learned in combat.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I want to thank my guest today. But very quickly, Jana, before we leave, you do have classes coming up, correct?
Absolutely. We offer classes about every 2 weeks. And once again, they're about an hour. If you'd like to sign up for a class, please go to www.stalphonsus.org. Search for Stop the Bleed, and it'll take you to the next available class. And if you'd like to learn more about the Stop the Bleed campaign, you can go to www.bleedingcontrol.org.
And we will put that on our website, Boise State Public Radio, as well, so people can find it quick, too. Thank you both so much for coming in. My guest, Dr. Bill Morgan, Medical Director of Trauma Services and Co-Director of the Intensive Care Unit at St. Alphonsus, and Jana Perry, an RN, who is the Trauma and Emergency Director for St. Alphonsus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.